As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, so I haven't posted a podcast episode in a while, and a lot of you have been inquiring about the podcast. I know you might have sensed the silence from my end, and people have been asking, what happened to the podcast? What happened to you? Are you still going to do the podcast? What are the plans for the future? And are you going to do more interviews? And the truth is that I was just taking a break because I was seeking something, if that makes sense. A lot of times in life, especially those of us who are on this spiritual journey, we just don't want to do things for the sake of doing things. We take breaks from time to time to really seek that higher thing that is in full alignment with what our purpose is, if that makes sense. And so listening to my intuition, I sort of went underground, if I can put it that way. And this sort of, kind of aligns with my human design, right, story as well. If you follow human design, I am a projector 6-2. Which means that at a certain point, I would sort of retreat a little bit and then try to figure out my true voice and then be in a position where I've spent so many years speaking to other people and doing interviews and reading books and gathering this knowledge and this perspective that, I find myself in a place where I can share and establish a direct connection to source, right? They call it retreating and going to the roof. And so I see certain overlaps between what's happening in my life and what human design says. But the other story is that after the passing of my mom in early 2021, I was feeling very, very lonely, spiritually. And although I was able to, for the most part, reconcile with that, and I noticed a lot of enormous growth, in fact, I did still feel this level of, emptiness. And so I was seeking something. I was looking for something. I was also looking for a teacher, right? Because I, at a certain point, felt that I was kind of winging it in life, like through books and through podcasts. And the spiritual journey can sometimes be confusing and overwhelming, and you're like, am I in the right direction, right? And at a certain point, I found it a bit, I didn't feel aligned with just trusting the universe and and you know, looking for synchronicities like 11:11 and 666 and 333. I mean, that is a slippery slope, if I can put it that way. It's good. You know, these are definitely signs from the universe, but I wanted to go beyond the signs, if that makes sense. I wanted something real and tangible. And so I had that intention of seeking. But at the same time, you know, I didn't want a human teacher. Now, why didn't I want a human teacher? Because I was seeing what's happening in the news, you know. You have all these teachers, you know, human teachers like Muji and Sadhguru and all these people. And while they do have elements of them being very articulate and profound and wise, they have their humanistic dark sides as well. And I did not want to be associated with that. You can just look at Reddit and look online and find out, you know, what the other people are saying. Like, don't listen to their you know, strong devotees who are going to listen, you're going to say yes to whatever they do, but listen to the other side as well, and you'll find out that they do have the dark aspects of their persona. So I didn't want to align myself with a human teacher, or at least not right now. I wanted to establish a direct channel to the omniscient and the omnipotent God that would help me navigate this 3D plane. They say it is Kali Yuga, which is an age in the Hindu tradition, or more appropriately in the Sanatana Dharma tradition, where things, you know, the rules of engagement are different. Okay. Where you find it hard to really trust, where things go awry a lot. And so I was you know, just waiting for the last few years. And, you know, like they say, right, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And the teacher will appear. And by me just saying that, it seems to allude that the teacher will appear from the ethereal, will appear from the subtle. And so I've been in touch with a guru, a teacher, but not one in physical. One that exists in the subtle form. A Chiranjeevi, this teacher, has been here for thousands of years. He is immortal. And is always available in this dimension. He shifts from one dimension to the other. Now, I know it might seem like I'm crazy, but hear me out. Okay. So, last couple of months, I've seen many shifts, profound shifts in my life, in every aspect of my life, relationships, spiritual, and other areas as well, social. And so going forward, I want to connect with you. I feel I'm missing this connection with my audience as well, people that listen to this podcast. And so I feel this calling to do less interviews and more heart-to-heart connections. Now, I know maybe I'll lose a part of my audience because, you know, some people just like the interviews. And while interviews are fun, I want to provide something that touches your heart. So even if there are fewer people, even if there is one people or one person, or if there are 10 people listening to this podcast with a sincere and earnest heart, you know, my job is done. Because I feel that a lot of you are also seeking this wisdom that I have found after so many years. Okay, it's all these serendipities and magical moments that have led me to where I am today. Just having a coffee right now. So I'm not sure how often I'll post, because I'm working on many other projects right now. But I will post when I feel that there is some pressing information that I need to share with you. Who is this guru, you might ask? This guru is none other than Hanuman. Hanuman. Many of you might know, or might have come across Hanuman. He's a deity from India. And he is a, how do I put it? An interdimensional being. I'll share more as we go through this, but in a future episode maybe. And I've just been with this guru, Hanuman, and I found this path of bhakti, devotion, incredibly powerful. I mean, things are just working, you know. Things are opening up. There are profound shifts that are happening in my life and that of others. So, the upcoming episodes, I don't want to talk too much right now, but I want to share further as time elapses, as time expands. What am I doing? Why am I doing it? How I got here? And how you can experience a shift too. There's going to be no fancy intros and outros. The production quality is going to be, you know, normal. But it's going to be more of a conversation. And so if you're hungry for this information, then stay tuned. And if you're not, if you're wanting to listen to a more mainstream kind of interview back and forth, if you want to have a fun time, then I totally understand. But if you feel connected to this episode and the path that I'm finding myself on right now, then stay tuned.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.